Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
He's a hometown kid who became a major league star. And now he's part of our broadcast family here in Atlanta. It's the Jeff Francoeur Show. Reggie is only on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
And he joins us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Jeff Francoeur getting you ready for the Mets and the Braves tonight. Before we talk about that, Jeff, you're on a little bit earlier than normal. Tell the folks what you got going on today.
Well, I'm a little guy. My 7-year-old has a golf tournament, two-dayer at the Chimneys and Winder. And so he is off today at 12:40 for the final round and shot a little 44 yesterday. So he's one off the lead.
How many youngins were actually participating in this?
So I think there's a lot of kids in the tournament in the 7 and under age group. I think there's like 3 or 4.
Okay.
But it's a good little group.
Can I ask, has he played enough where you have a kid's version of a handicap? Like, did they ask you about that and something like this?
No, okay. No, this is actually his first legit tournament.
Nice.
So, and of course, you know, it's great. You know, my dad, him and my mom came yesterday. And so, of course, my dad was all over him. You stepped in the kid's line, you know, and I'm like, Dad, he's learning. Relax.
Well, sometimes it's got to be tough love. He's got to learn hard way.
You know what I'm saying? He's like, you don't teach him this? I'm like, I'm trying, Dad, all right?
All right. I'll ask another one. What does it cost more to get kids' clubs than actually adult clubs? Because they might not make as many. Because I'm assuming he's not using your clubs.
No, you know, actually, U.S. Kids Golf does this great stuff where they have, like, size of clubs. So as you grow, you know, and get a certain height, and then you get more clubs. Like, you started with a driver, wedge, and putter. Now he's got, like, a driver, 9-iron, 7-iron, 5-iron, putter. So they do a pretty good job at it. It's like $80.
Not bad at all.
What ball is
relatively
he
speaking.
What ball is he endorsing, and how much is he getting paid to actually endorse it?
Well, you know me. I'm a little over the top of that. So I got him some Toby ones with his name on it, you know. So we definitely do have the best golf
ball. Oh, no, you're one of those guys.
Listen, if you're going to do it right. Jeff Francoeur with us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line.
Do you have a caddy bib that has his name on it?
No, you know what? You were supposed to order one, and I didn't, of course, get the email, but they're allowing me to caddy. But next time I will have
a
bib.
All right, perfect.
All right, so as far as the Braves are concerned, how surprised were you to see Soroka get sent down?
You know what? This was the big thing, and I was listening to you guys earlier, and I think, did you say, Nick, that he only had 2 swing and misses last time?
Yeah.
And I think that's the trouble, not troublesome, I don't want to say it, because the fact that he's healthy and he's throwing, I think that's a good thing, and I think he will be fine with it. But, you know, look at Bryce Elder. He pitches to contact. He's a sinker baller. Well, the guy still racked up 56 strikeouts this year so far, so he's got swing and miss in there. I think that's the little thing you worry about is, man, you're only getting 2 swing and miss guys. It is tough. And I think Mike will continue to get better and get stronger. But what I saw from that kid the other day, look, we're in a division of winning ball games. You know, you're not out there trying to give people reps. You're trying to win ball games. And if they think this guy's got an opportunity to do it, Alex has showed you, he ain't scared to call a guy up, give him an opportunity. And I think that's exactly what you're seeing. And I don't mind it. You know, Mike can take what he has, go back and work. And look, he'll be up. Mike's going to make another start soon. I guarantee you that. But right now, where they're at, I'm not surprised.
Jeff, when you, as a hitter, whether it's too many people in your ears, you start to move your hands, you start to go on the plate a little bit further back, you do all these things. We don't really think about that with pitching because these guys have done the same thing since they were 8 years old. But Mike did make changes. And I think part of the rust or whatever, when we talk about throwing a pitch with conviction, when you've broken down all of your mechanics this late in your life, do you think that maybe that's also part of this, that it's not the pitch, it's the conviction of how you throw it these days compared to what you did do for 10, 12 years?
No doubt. And we talk about it. He had to change his windup. He had to change stuff. So I guarantee you there's times where might throw that sinker in, and he's not feeling that, gosh, I hope this thing moves in on him some. Where when we saw him back in 2019, look, guys, he was just out there having fun and throwing it. He had the stuff. It was going. So he hadn't pitched for 3 years. You got to give the guy a chance. I think it's great that he got a couple starts. You know, people kept saying when he comes up, we don't want him to go back. I understand that. Isn't that kind of what you want when any guy comes
right.
up?
You can say that about everybody you call up, yeah.
Absolutely. But what I wanted was him to get the ability to have some starts in the big leagues. I think his confidence needed that. I think he needed to know I can pitch up here again. But now you go down and you work on some things. And like I said, look, he's going to get another start soon up here. I just think that it's a good opportunity for him to go get another couple starts and work on a few things.
The one good thing about him is, Chris and I talked about this yesterday too, mentally you don't have to worry about him being weak. He's going to fight through this.
Oh, absolutely. His mentality, what he believes in himself, it's just like anything. You almost get the feeling is he's got an A mentality, but he's kind of got C stuff still working back. And that's tough to coincide.
And you have to buy into everything you're doing, including your delivery. I can tell you what type of guy he is. From what I understand, if I'm just sort of reading the timeline, and I can't guarantee this, but he was at Austin Riley's golf tournament. He knew he was being sent down. You know what he did?
Yep.
He stayed at that golf tournament. He sat at the table. He had all the conversations with people who came up and wished him well, knowing what he knew. If that doesn't tell you the measure of a guy, nothing does.
Let me tell you, that's why I said, Mike's going to be back up at some point. He's going to be in the rotation, I feel, for a long time here in Atlanta. You just got to cut the guy a little slack that he has not pitched in the big leagues in 3 years. And I don't care how good of stuff you got, it takes time. And that's where he's at.
As a baseball fan, with 162, I think I want to see Verlander pitch. I want to see Scherzer pitch against the Braves. I wanted Kershaw to pitch against the Braves. I know that might not make it easier to win on a given night, but aren't we still supposed to be as fans in the world where if I get to see the best who have ever done this, hell yeah, I want to see him as often as possible.
100%. And it's like you say, you beat the best. It makes you feel good. You know, look, I give the Braves a lot of credit this past week. People have no idea how hard, and we talked last Tuesday about going out to Oakland and doing that. Then you go to Arizona and get the off day. They beat a dang good Diamondbacks team 2 out of 3 games. And so, you know what? I'm excited about what they were able to do to finish that off. I've always said, anytime you go out west, if I can come back at 500, that's pretty darn good. And I think that, you know, they're in a good spot moving forward. And I think it's going to be a great homestand. I think they're ready to get back, play in front of this crowd. And anytime you play the Mets like this, I don't care what you say, it adds a little emotion. I think you're going to see the guys play with some edge tonight.
Jeff Rancourt with us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. So I guess there was another clubhouse meeting in Arizona after Friday night's loss. They're 2-0 after that. You've been around a long time. Tell us what those meetings are like. What happens? What doesn't happen? Are things blown out of proportion to a certain extent as far as tables being tipped over, people screaming, et cetera, et cetera?
No, not when you're on a good team. I've played on a 99 loss team where it was like we'd have team meeting after team meeting, and after a while, I'm like, look, guys, we're losing no matter what we do, so let's just stop having meetings.
Let's go get drunk.
But exactly. That might be a better option.
Set the sprinklers off, boys. Today we get a rain out.
Yeah, exactly. I think more than anything, it's just, you know, getting a chance a couple times a year to get the guys back together and say, all right, guys, you know what? We got to stop the bleeding here. We got to go home. We got off to a great start this year. We've given ourselves the lead. And I think from an offense sometimes, it's, hey, let's get on the same page from an offensive standpoint. And I think that was great. You know, there's no tip-tape. There's too good of chemistry on this team. There's too good of a coaching staff. I think it's just, again, getting back to the basics of let's play baseball, let's win. And you know what? I think it was the perfect time to do it. I remember Snit did it at a perfect time last year, and I think you're seeing it work out.
All right, three quick things. Marcell Ozuna, I say that, you say what?
Well, the ball was hit a long ways. The guy, look, I'm glad Snit did that. It needed to happen. And Marcell, I think I love what he said after the game. Marcell should be more embarrassed and feel bad than anybody, you know, in a tight game like that. That can't happen. You can't hit a ball that high up. And let's be honest, he wasn't even at first by the time thing. So, I've said if I manage, I do the same thing. I know my dad would have done that. Bobby Cox did it. Sometimes I get the games changed. But there's little things like that if you don't do that, guys, you lose the clubhouse.
All right, team meetings. the best you've ever seen from a player standing up in front of everybody in a room, not one, two, three guys? Is there one player that stands out?
Oh, one of the greatest team meetings in the history of my life. And this was more of a funny thing, but in 2007, we were, 15, 16 games out with 30 games left. And Will Loman, the old lefty, was having an unbelievable year, trying to give this rah-rah speech of, how many of you think we're out of this? And Chipper stood up and said, hey, Will, sit down and shut up. And that was the end of the meeting. It was outstanding.
So
everybody's excused.
It went from not being Chipper's meeting to becoming Chipper's meeting. That's pretty awesome.
It became Chipper's meeting that said, you're a reliever, shut up and sit down. And, of course, like in any karma does, what do you think Will's next outing was? He gave up five runs a third.
All right. Whether it's Bobby or anybody else, give me the best manager fit meeting that you've ever seen where a guy really legitimately lost it the way they would do it in a bad movie.
We had Bobby one time. It's the only time I've ever seen him yell at you know, look, you know Bobby. He would go in his office, mm-hmm. slam the door, and dog cuss us all, but he would not let us hear it. We're in Miami, and Roche, poor Adam LaRoche, you know, he used to get on Roche pretty good. We had first and second. We were down one in the ninth. I was on first. B-Mac was on second. And Roche, with no outs, decided to try to bunt off Joe Borowski and went right to the catcher. He threw B-Mac out of third and Roche out at first. Langerhans hits the next ball, fly ball to center field, and we lose 4-3. And Bobby came in and lit, more than anything, Roche. Because you know what Adam's numbers were off Joe Borowski going into that? 3-for-4 with two home runs and a double.
Yeah, that's just ignorant. I hate to say it, but that's flat out ignorant.
I mean, Bobby just came in and just, I'm talking, unloaded and let it go. But Bobby was never big for team meetings with them. He wanted the players to have it. You know, that was kind of his domain. And like I said, I think team meetings are great every once in a while just to get everybody back on the same page. But I've also been on teams, guys, where you have team meetings every week, and it does nothing.
We'll talk about what's going on not only tonight, tomorrow, but Thursday, yeah. A very special broadcast. Are you running point for this thing? Are you the play-by-play guy for the Hall of Fame broadcast?
I am, man. I am, and I'm trying to figure out how to keep the train on the tracks because you're going to have Glav and Smoltzy, who you know are just going to go at each other. You know, Chipper, I'm hoping he's not too hydrated when he comes on air with us. You never know. And then, you know, look, you know me, I might go to a place that who knows where we're going, but I know this. I think it's great what Bally's doing with this. It's not, you know, from what I know, this has never really been done. And I think it's going to be really cool to have so many guys, like three iconic Braves. When you think about the Braves, those are three of the five guys that first come to mind to me. You know, three of six probably with Hank, Dale Murphy and Maddox, you know, and so to have them together and for me to get an opportunity, it's going to be a lot of fun. Look, we're going to have some great, there's going to be a lot of ribbing going on, but there's going to be some great conversations.
Think about the pitching matchup. Think about that. You get Strider and Scherzer. So I got two pitchers and a hitter in there, along with you trying to keep, as you said, the train on the track. Are you going to have special guests on? Are you guys going to like video? Is there anything goes beyond the four of you in the booth? Because I know sometimes whether you're out in the outfield or doing something.
I think they got some special things planned, which will be good. My big thing is, you know, my biggest part is I'm trying to, you know, Brandon does the best job of bringing us on air. I'm sitting here practicing for the last week. How do I even bring us on air and not sound like an idiot?
How do I open the broadcast? I'm sure you'll be fine.
Baseball brought to you by Truist. Welcome to Truist Park. I mean, I will tell you this. If there's a home run, I got a special home run call, though, to honor Hawk Harrelson. So just go for it, because Hawk's one of my favorites.
Well, looking forward to that on Thursday. Looking forward to this entire series, in fact.
That's a two-day tease. Good for you. You figured that part out.
You are learning the business. Jeff, good luck to your son out there. Thanks for coming out. Looking forward to the broadcast tonight, tomorrow, and especially on Thursday.
Thanks, yeah. We got the Tiger Woods red going today, baby. We're ready to roll.
That means you're ready to roll indeed. Jeff Rancor with us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.